And he joins me now. You know him for the world round. He's a stand-up comedian, actor, and right now we're talking about his videos you can get on Cameo, as well as his podcast available on Amazon Music, which is Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast. The legend joins us this morning, Gilbert Gottfried. Gilbert, how you doing, sir?
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. I'm excited to talk to you. You know, especially for your podcast. I love that guys like you who have been around and been, you know, in the rooms with all the legends and seen everything in this industry are able to sit now and talk about these stories that us fans, you know, have always wanted to hear. Do you enjoy doing the podcast?
Oh, yeah. And I remember when I first started it, I thought, this won't last because nobody knows who these people are. And it's like, you know, because they, you know, certain age group doesn't know. And then I would start getting these tweets and messages from people who said, I had no idea who that was, but I've been looking him up on YouTube. And it's like, it's fun. It's like a fun homework assignment.
Yeah, I think that, you know, with people like you, who just have that, you bring a sense of legitimacy to the podcast. You know, I've listened to your show. I really enjoy Bob Saget, the late, great Bob Saget show that he had. And just getting kind of the inside of the mind of the comedian. Like, do you have any kind of particular format you like to follow, or you just like to turn the mics on and go?
Yeah. I mean, turn the mics on and go. And every now and then, it's like, you know, you'll get these guests it's not even an interview anymore. It's just they talk and they've got a million great stories to say. And those are always like a lot of fun. Yeah. And we had on Jerry Boss. I don't know. The host of Wonderama, which was like a kiddie show years ago. And we got him on the show, and we thought, you know, it's going to be cute. You know, he'll tell stories about basically kids say the darndest things. And he started to talk about him and his whole army. He was served in World War II, and how they were captured by the Nazis and held prisoner. And I thought, this is something you never would have thought this story would be on that, with that format.
Yeah, it is incredible how comfortable people get too, you know, especially when they're talking to somebody they know, and they get real comfortable in the environment, especially if you're an inviting person and, you know, you just hear these amazing stories. That's why I love the podcast. I just love the whole format. You know, it's not so, you know, you had great appearances on The Tonight Show and things of that nature, but that is such a regimented format. You know, it's like you got to have your stories prepared. You have the, you know, 4-minute block or whatever. You got to get your promotion in. And then with the podcast, you could talk. Some of these podcasts I see go on for hours, 2-3 hours of people just talking about whatever. And you get those great stories that come up. So I love that you're doing the show. I think it's great. And I love that you're having a good time doing it.
Yeah. And we get these people like, you know, Bruce Dern was on, Dick Van Dyke, Carl Reiner.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's incredible. Carl Reiner is a great one. You know, I've had Rob, his son, on before. You know, rest in peace, Carl Reiner. But those are guys who, again, have been around forever and just have all this wealth of information. And you as well. I mean, you've kind of been a fixture in, you know, my age group, you know, that 20s to 40s range. You've been on stuff that we've loved my entire life, you know, whether that's Beverly Hills Cop, Saturday Night Live, Aladdin, these things. What do people stop and talk to you about the most?
It's funny. I mean, it's so many different. I am happy that it's so many different age groups, because they'll remember Beverly Hills Cop 2, Problem Child. I get a lot.
Oh yeah.
USA Up All Night, and I one show I thought I knew next to nothing about it, and when I was doing it was Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Oh, that's a big one.
Was like, yeah, that was like a kid's Twilight Zone, and they remember me from that. It's just amazing. Oh, and on Fort Fairlane.
Right. I mean, you've been in so much. I think that you're just kind of a fixture. And the thing is, too, if people don't know you, like if they don't recognize your face, they definitely know your voice, right? I mean, I'm sure that you get that all the time. You have one of the most iconic and distinct voices in the history of entertainment, which is why it was such a genius move to put you in Aladdin, you know, with you and Robin Williams, these two great comedic personas, but also these iconic voices. Did you enjoy doing that movie back in the day? Because I think it's the greatest Disney movie ever made. Out of all the years they've ever done, I think Aladdin's the best one ever. And you play, you know, Jafar's parrot, of course. Did you enjoy doing that project and working with Robin and all the cast?
Yeah, that was fun to do. And it's funny, I've spoken to like the other people in it who all had the same kind of thing. Like, you know, we were happy to be working on it, but when we were working on it, we had no idea just what a big thing it was. And then when it came out and it was this like a monster hit, and the funny thing about Aladdin was I keep hearing these stories where people say, oh, and Gilbert Gottfried and Robin Williams got into that sound booth together. It was crazy. And I never once during the making of Aladdin did I run into Robin Williams.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you just assumed that y'all would have been in the same room at some point, so you just did all your tracks separately?
Yeah. I mean, I most separately. I did some of my tracks with Jafar, Jonathan Freeman. But Robin Williams, I mean, I'd run into him all the time at comedy clubs, but never once on an Aladdin recording.
Let me just ask this, since, you know, you have the stand-up background, SNL, things of that nature. When you're doing a movie like Aladdin, or you're doing Problem Child, or Beverly Hills Cop might even be a better example, because in the first Beverly Hills Cop, Eddie Murphy legendarily like improvised so much of his lines in the film. When you're on these sets, do you like to just throw lines out there during takes, or are you somebody who sticks to the script?
Oh, it's like when we, that's the scene with me and Eddie in Beverly Hills Cop 2, that was all improv. We just, I wish I had a tape of all the different versions we did, because we were just like, you know, playing off each other. One would say something, the other would just answer back, and that was a lot of improv.
Oh man, I wish I had that. They need to do the Blu-ray where they put all those takes on there. People like me need to see those, you know, so you can have them and the people can have them, Gilbert. I would love that. You're also, of course, talking about these cameo videos you do, and I think that cameo is such an awesome, it's such an awesome service for fans of you know, comedians or athletes or entertainers of all kinds, because you finally get that personal connection with them, and you can kind of bring them into special moments in their lives, whether it's birthdays, anniversaries, or whatever. Do you enjoy doing those cameos? Is that something that you like to do to kind of have that direct relationship with your fan base?
Yeah, and it's funny, when I first signed up to do Cameo, I thought, no one's going to call me. I get them all the time, and it is like this connection you have with people. And, like, people, I think, are excited that, you know, it's a message for them from you. And it's, yeah. And you go to cameo.com/Gilbert Gottfried.
That's where you can get it. You can get it on Cameo. You can listen to his podcast, again, which is one that I highly suggest. So find him on Cameo. Find him on his podcast. That's Gilbert Gottfried's amazing, colossal podcast. You can get on Amazon Music. And, Gilbert, it was just a pleasure getting to talk to you this morning, ask you about some of your most iconic roles. And congrats on the podcast. Congrats on, in 2022, I mean, you started your career when you were 15 years old. You know, in 2022... you're still relevant. People still know who you are, and they still want to talk to you. And I feel like you're one of the great legends of comedy. It's just an honor for me to get to talk to you today.
Oh, thank you so much.
Absolutely, absolutely. That is Gilbert Gottfried, everybody. Thank you so much.
Done now.